The rest of the story. July 19 of a summer recently passed, United Flight 232, a DC-10, was midway on its way from Denver to Chicago. Suddenly, unexpectedly, from 37,000 feet below, the Earth came rushing toward it. The matter was a disintegrating fan disc in the tail engine, which severed the poorly shielded hydraulic lines that converge in the tail of the plane. I mean all of the hydraulic lines. Suddenly, no aileron, no elevator, and no rudder. All of the control surfaces that make the airliner go up and down and left and right, even the ones that make it bank into a turn, all of them are gone. It's like driving full speed on an expressway in your car and suddenly the steering wheel comes off in your hand. Well, that's how Captain Al Haynes felt at the useless controls of his DC-10. Totally helpless, with the world getting bigger and bigger beneath him. But this is the rest of the story. Fighting panic, Captain Haynes fumbled for the throttles of his two remaining engines. That's like the accelerator of your car. He fed the right throttle, the right engine revved, then the left throttle, the left engine responded. Now, how to save this plane and as many of its nearly 300 passengers as possible with only the engines working? Picture yourself on the expressway again, with the steering wheel in your lap and the brake pedal ineffectual on the floor. Only the accelerator is functioning. More than likely, you're dead. But Captain Haynes was not ready to die, and so, drawing on his decades of aviation experience, he plotted a counter-revolution against the treasonous machine beneath him. First, make the right engine go a little faster. You tend to turn left, but not too fast or you will spin. Left engine, right turn. Good. Let up on both throttles and your nose drops, but not too much or you'll stall now. Radio ahead. Locate the nearest airport, Sioux City, Iowa. Now start dumping fuel and prepare your passengers for a bumpy ride. And take those throttles and nurse them, wrestle them, caress them, pray over them until suddenly the runway center line is under your nose and your right wing is dipping and then it's shooting sparks off the tarmac and everything goes black. Captain Al Haynes woke up in the hospital to learn of the 112 who did not make it and of the 185 who did. 185 more people than would have survived had Captain Haynes not been in the cockpit that day. Or was that DC-10, as some have suggested, to some degree divinely guided? For you see, after the international news coverage and after the commendations and the White House reception for Captain Haynes and his crew, Flight 232 was reenacted with simulators. I mean, they put qualified, competent DC-10 airliner crews in flight simulators, and they replayed that precise situation. And they did it 12 times. They did it with 12 different skilled airliner crews. 12 separate simulated flights under identical emergency conditions. Every one of those simulated airplanes fell like a stone from the simulated sky. No survivors. No survivors. Now you know the rest of the story.